in and know that if you hold on just a little while longer, everything is going to be all right. Oh, do you know that this morning? If you just hold on just a little while longer, everything is going to be all right. Because you see, those that love the Lord, everything they go through will work out for your good. Hallelujah. Whether it's bad or whether it's good, it's going to work out for you. If you just hold on. Am I right about it? I thank God for that. Woo! I thank God for that no matter what I go through. Go through rain, go through everything in my life, storm, no matter what it is, he's working it out for my good. Glory to God. Hey, that's something to shout about. Am I right about it? That's something to praise God about. Hallelujah. Hold on just a little while longer. Glory to God. We do give honor to God today for being the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. And we're still celebrating, y'all. We're celebrating for Reverend and Dr. Leach and Reverend Leach. We still celebrating this. Let's give them a praise. Celebrating them. Yes, yes. This is their anniversary month, but we're going to celebrate when it ain't their anniversary month. Am I right about it? We honor the Lord today. Yes, we do. And I thank God for you all that has God has chosen to be here this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I do thank God for my husband, Ed. Ed, stand up so everybody can see you. I thank God for my son being here, Reverend Evans. Reverend Evans, stand up so everybody can see you. And I thank God for my girlfriend. We retired together at Wake Forest. Hallelujah, Zella. Thank you for coming this morning. Yeah, you can go ahead on. Stand up, Zella. And you know, I have a friend here that bullying been going on a long, long time. But we used to be bullied in school, Brother Jay. Yeah, we did. But this friend right here, he would always come to our rescue. And he's here today, and that's Robert Rice. Robert Rice, stand up so everybody can see you. He would always help us. He would always run the bullies out from us. He wouldn't let nobody, isn't that right, Eloise? He wouldn't let nobody bother us. Praise God. He's from Detroit. I know he's in town for the Big Four weekend. He always comes to Morning Star when he's here, and we just praise God for him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some hand praise in the house this morning. Isn't God good? Come on, stand up on your feet if you can and give God hand praise. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you may be seated. God is a good God. God is a merciful God. Oh, and God chose us to be here this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. We praise God for it. Bow with me in a word of prayer. Father God, we come right now in your name. Thank you for this day. But this is the day that you made for us. And we got to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Heavenly Father, because you made it for us. You made it for us to rejoice in you. You made it for us to praise you and to glorify you. You've given us another chance, and we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now come, Lord Jesus, this morning, oh Heavenly Father. Come and stand in the midst of your people, oh Heavenly Father. Oh Heavenly Father, that your name may be glorified and your people will be edified. Lord Jesus, make preaching easy this morning. Oh Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth you. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We have to see Reverend Huntley here also, my little nephew. Glory to God. Those of you who have your Bible, turn with me. It's already been read, but turn with me to 1 Chronicles 13:7. The 14th verse, 1 Chronicles 13:7 through the 14th verse. And the Bible said, and they carried the ark of God into a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came unto the threshing hole of Sidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of God? How shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Hallelujah. And I'd like to just use for just a short moment this morning, experiencing the presence of the Lord. Experiencing the presence of the Lord. We're in the book of Chronicles, and this story is also recorded in Samuel's. And in this lesson, David, the great king of Israel, wanted to go and retrieve the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of God. The Ark represented the presence of God. And the Ark had not been in the midst of the people for some time. It had not been since the reign of Saul in Abinadab's house. And to bring the ark to Jerusalem was a desire of David's heart. Yeah. You see, David possessed an honest desire. He just really wanted, he had a passion for it. He wanted to bring this ark to Jerusalem. Yeah. So he possessed an honest desire. He had no ulterior motives. He simply wanted God restored to his proper place as sovereign God of the nation of Israel. He didn't have any ulterior motives. He was not after power. He was not after glory, or he was not after status. He was just after God. Hallelujah. He wanted God in the center of his life and in the center of Israel's life. He wanted the presence of God there. Yes, he did. Oh, we need hearts like David. Yeah. A heart that desires God's presence. How many in here desire God's presence today? Glory to God. We need a heart that beats like God. You see, David cared about the things that God cared about. He loved what God loved, and he hated what God hated. That's why the Bible called him a man after God's own heart. David, you see, David's motives in bringing the ark to Jerusalem were proper, but his methods were wrong. Well, am I right about it? Oh, you could come in here all Sunday, and you could come in here with a pure motive, but sometimes you come in with the wrong way. Am I right about it? And that's the way David had pure motives of bringing the ark here. His intentions were noble. But his method was unscriptural. His method was wrong. And instead of being successful, David's methods of transporting the ark resulted in the death of a man named Uzzah. Uzzah also was sincere in his actions, but you see, you can be sincerely wrong. When you don't know the right way, you can be sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. That's why the Bible says to study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, because you can't wrongly divide it. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Or we could come in here and want to do things, but it could be the wrong way. And before you get the actual know-how of how to do it. And this is what David did. David made good plans and good preparation, but he failed to do it God's way. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you don't do it God's way, it will bring disaster. I'm telling you now. And you say, God, you say, this advisor was sincere. Why? Why did he have to die? Why did he have to die? Because he was sincere in what he was doing. He wanted to carry the Ark of the Covenant. He wanted to carry God's Ark. But he wanted to do it. He did it. He followed his leader. And his leader was wrong because his leader failed to consult God. Number one, that's what the word of God said. The word said, and David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. He went to the leader first and the people first before he went to God. Am I right about it? Glory to God, because David was a man after God's own heart. He always did go to God, but he didn't do it this time. He went to the people, number one, and that was the first reason why Uzzah had to die. Number two, it was carried the wrong way. Hallelujah, glory to God. They carried the ark on a new cart. And guess what? That's what the world did. When the Philistines wanted that ark back into the Israel's country, when they wanted to send the ark back, they put the ark on a new cart. That's what they did. And that's the way the world do. You cannot carry out God's business using the methods of the world that will result in a disaster. We have no business trying to carry the church on new parts of the world's wisdom today. He said to carry it in your heart and not on new parts. Am I right about it? You can't bring the world in the church and act like, you know, you praising the Lord. No. Glory to God. Dress it up, brother. That's what they do. They will dress it up and bring it in here and think it's God's way, but it's not God's way. He don't want us to carry it on new cloth. He want us to carry it in our heart. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about this morning. Glory to God. So like Uzzah, we are often guilty of trying to do spiritual work in the power of the flesh. How you gonna do spiritual work? If you don't, how you gonna teach somebody something when you ain't been yourself? When you don't know yourself and you don't know yourself? How you gonna do that? How you gonna do that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. You know, no flesh with glory in the presence of God. And the ark was to be transported upon the shoulders of the Levites using staves. David had zeal, church. And it's good to have zeal. Yeah. But zeal without knowledge and wisdom and understanding is dangerous. Yeah. Ooh, you can come in here on fire, but if you don't know what to do, you're going to destroy something. You're going to lead somebody wrong, and you're going to do something you ain't supposed to do because you don't know. Hallelujah. God say, lean not on your own understanding. You got to come to Bible study. You got to come to Sunday school. You got to read and study the word of God. I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because if you don't, you will lead somebody the wrong way. Glory to God. I don't know. The Bible didn't tell us why David did that. Why David may have just forgotten. He may have been so excited, because sometimes you can get so excited that you just forget to do the things you're supposed to do. And he was excited. He was getting ready to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, to his city. Glory to God. Yeah, that's what he was doing. And so David was displeased. And not only was he mad, he was mad with God. He wasn't like, you know, God, why did you do this? Not only was he displeased, but he got afraid of God. Yeah. David, a man after God's own heart, he was afraid. Yeah. And now he asked the question that he should have asked from the very beginning. How shall the ark of the Lord come to me? That's what he should have been asking in the beginning. Glory to God. But he asked after he paid a high price for what he did wrong. And he paid a high price for that. And you know, throughout the Bible, you can see when people didn't do what they're supposed to do and what happened to them. Like Ananias and Sapphira, when they lied before the Holy Spirit. Am I right about it? What did God? God struck them dead right there. Right there, he struck them dead. You can't lie to the Holy Spirit. Don't you know he know everything? Don't you know he knows everything and all things? Hallelujah. Don't you know he knows when your motives are not right when you come in this church? Hallelujah. Don't you know he know that? How you gonna fool him? You can't fool him. Oh, you can fool me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you sure can't fool him. Glory to God. And that was just like Aaron's son. You remember Aaron's son? Nadab and Abihu, how they stood up strange fire to the Lord. God told them not to let that fire go out. Glory to God. And they did. And guess what? He consumed them right there. Burned them up right there. Because you can't do it God's way. Hallelujah. You can't fool God. Just not Burger King. Have it your way. Lord God. This is the house of the Lord. This is the presence of God. This is the word of God. And you got to do it just like the word said. Hallelujah. I don't care. So many people want to fix it their way. But it ain't your way. It is all about Jesus. Glory to God. It's not about you at all. It's all about what he's doing and what he wants to do in our life. Glory to God. And you ought to praise and thank God for using you to be able to do it. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. So David stopped the transportation of the ark. He said, I'm going to forget about it. I can't bring this ark up. How am I going to do that? He done killed this man. How am I going to do it? I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to give up and leave it right there. That's what he did. He got mad. That's what we do sometimes. We just get mad and go out of the church. Yeah, we don't come back. I can't stay over there. I can't stay. I'm going someplace else. And David said, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. He done killed Uzzah, one of my best men. And how am I going to bring this ark home now? I'm just going to put it somewhere else and just forget about it now. And he took it. So he stopped the transportation of the ark. And he took it to the house of a man called Obed-Edom. Now, Obed-Edom was a Gittite. He was a converted Israelite. You see, when David was running from Saul and he had gone over to the Philistines' land, this man joined him then. So he was really a Philistine. You know, he was from the city of Gath. Yeah. But he was a converted Israelite. And the Bible says in verse 14, and the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in the house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom. And all, hallelujah, not some, but all that he had. You see, Obed-Edom experienced the presence of the Lord in his house. Glory to God. He could have said, I do not want that in here. That's right. Look what he did to Uzzah. Yeah. Look what he did to the Israelites when they brought the Ark of Covenant back to Israel. 1,000 of them was slain. He could have said that. My children are here. And I don't want my children around there. But he didn't. Guess what he did, church? He opened up his arms. He accepted the Ark of the Covenant. He opened up his arms real wide and said, God, I want you to be in my house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he came into the house of Obed-Edom. And when Obed-Edom tasted the fullness of God's presence, things changed. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is what? There is fullness of joy. I don't care what's going on in your life, but I don't care how it's going, sickness, death, hard time, disappointment. When the presence of the Lord, there is fullness. Hallelujah. Not half, not a little bit, but it's fullness of joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, Obed-Edom didn't want a form of godliness. He wanted to be holy. Hallelujah. He wanted to secure personal holiness. For without being holy himself, he could not promote real holiness in others. That's why God said, be ye holy as I am holy. We still need to be holy. The Bible still talk about sin. I'm telling you, just what Jesus came for. He came to wash away our sins. He came to take away our sins. And I done told you, society has taken the S off of sin and everything is in. But my Bible tells me right now, the sin is still there. Yeah, sin is there. Sin is anything that you do, say, or think that doesn't please God. And the only way you can be holy is to be sanctified by God. I don't know about you, but I want to be holy. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to God to be in my house, to sanctify me, to justify me, to redeem me, so I could be holy, so somebody could see Jesus in my life, and not only that, so I could please him. See, I want to please God. I don't care if I please the man. I want to please God. Hallelujah. Because he is the one. It's all about him. Glory to God. And see, he could not promote real holiness in others if he didn't have holiness himself. You see, when Isaiah experienced the Lord, you remember over in the book of Isaiah, when he experienced the Lord, how when he saw the vision of the Lord, how that he saw himself as unclean, and everything around him was unclean. Because when you're in the presence of God, when you're in the holiness of God, you will see yourself for what you really are. You will see yourself as an unclean person, a messed up person, a person that's not doing what the will of God. And you're going to see it for yourself. If you come into the presence of God, go into the presence of God. And that's what Isaiah did. He said, woe unto me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among people that are unclean. But when God touched his tongue and made him whole, he said, here am I, Lord, send me. See, he had to clean him up first, brother. He couldn't go unclean. He had to clean him up, and he cleaned him up. And he saw himself as an unclean man, filthy. And that's what we ought to do. I tell you, sin is still prevalent in our lives today. We come in here, we can name our blessings one by one. Hallelujah. But can we name our sins one by one? Glory to God. Can we say, God, get rid of this for me. God, get rid of that for me. Oh, I know we can say, I thank you, God, for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I thank you, God, for food being on my table. I thank you, God, for this, and I thank you, God, for this. But God, look at me as an unclean person. I need to get rid of this jealousy. I need to get rid of this fear. I need to get rid of this effort. I need to get rid of it. Can you name your sins one by one? You still sin. He still sin. He, she, or it still sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Sin is prevalent in us. When we experience the presence of God, it will change our life. And this is what it did to Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom was blessed spiritually. He was blessed mentally. He was blessed emotionally. He was blessed physically. And the Bible didn't say that. The Bible didn't say he was perfect now, but the Bible said when he allowed the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God into his house, he was blessed tremendously. His entire household was blessed. Obed-Edom had 8 sons, and they were blessed mightily. They were men of valor and strong in the service of the Lord. His grandchildren and their grandchildren, he had 62 men in his family, and they all were strong in the service of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Obed-Edom, his land started to produce crops, and his livestock started producing double things, and things that were problems in the past are now being blessed. Blessed with good health. He began to be in good health and his soul prospered. I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy 28 and starting with the 3rd verse. And I want to show you what God said that he would do if you would hearken unto him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Obed-Edom was blessed tremendously. Tremendously. And chapter 28 said, starting with the 3rd verse. Glory to God. And this goes for us today. Today, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and thy fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Somebody ought to claim this today. Hallelujah. The Lord shall cause thy enemies, listen, to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee above thee 7 ways. Hallelujah. No weapon, glory to God. No weapon formed against you shall perish, because you God to be blessed. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all thou settest thy hand, and unto it. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And that's what he did to Obed-Edom, and that's what he'll do to us. Am I right about it? Glory to God. You got to experience the presence of the Lord. And David heard about how Obed-Edom's house was blessed. And he knew then that God was pleased with him. And he went to bring the Ark of the Covenant home. When David heard about this, honey, he went and got the Ark. And he knew that they were having a good time. He knew that his family was being blessed. And he said, it's time for me to go because I got to have those blessings too. And David went and got the Ark out of the house of Obed-Edom. You see, we can come together in thanksgiving and praise and worship. And we thank God for what he's done and what he's doing or what he will do. For the time that he's healed you. And for the time that he's given you financial blessings. And for the time that your children were doing right. We thank God. We look back to the cross and thank God for what he did for us. We look back to the cross and say, God, on the cross, you looked over and you saw morning star. And you knew that we couldn't do nothing without you. And you allowed your blood to be shed that we could have the tree of life. He looked back. We look back and we can thank God for everything that he did. Then we could go and praise him. From Thanksgiving, we go to praise. We praise God for who he is. We praise God for his character. We praise God for who he is here, for being almighty, all-knowing, and all-loving. Am I right about it? Glory to God. He's a mighty God. And we praise God for that. And then from Thanksgiving to praise, we go to worship. Now I can help lead you into Thanksgiving. And I can lead you into praise. But glory to God, I cannot lead you into worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's somewhere that you got to go for yourself. Hallelujah. You got to go behind the veil for yourself. And you got to go in a way that is pleasing to God. You can't go any other way. You got to go by the blood. Am I right about it? Because see, when we get in front of the Shekinah glory of God. Woo! Glory to God. That's where I want to be. I don't know about you, but I want to be in his Shekinah. I want to be in his Shekinah where I can experience a mighty thing. Because you know what? All the thing we can do is just lay out before the Lord and be blessed by him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he allows you to come into his presence, glory to God, you're going to come the right way. You know what? When he allows you to come into his presence, you will have the mind of God. I'm telling you, when he allows you to come in his presence, you will have the heart of God. Because you got to come that way, and he ain't gonna let you come in unless you have it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I know one thing, I can go into his presence anytime. I don't have to wait on you, and you don't have to wait on me. I don't have to carry no bull. I don't have to carry no lamb. All I got to do is lift up my hands until the lid. For which come of my help? Because my help, hallelujah, come from the Lord that made heaven and earth. And that's where I want to be. See, that's where I want to be. That's where I got to be. That's where I need to be. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you, when David went and got that ark, I'm almost finished out. When David went and got that ark, guess what happened? Obed-Edom packed up his house. He packed up his house. You know why? Because he wanted to be where the presence of the Lord was. Isn't that right, Pastor? He packed up his house, all his cattle, his children, and everybody so he could go where David was carrying that ark. And guess what? When David started appointing people for the temple, Brother James, when he started appointing, Obed-Edom was sitting in the back. He said, I need a seal. Guess what? That's right. Guess what Obed-Edom said? I sing, hallelujah, because I want to be where the ark is. When he started putting doorkeepers, Obed-Edom was sitting on the right, and he said, I'll be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, hallelujah, because I want to be where the ark of the covenant is. I want to be where the presence of God is. When he started putting gatekeepers, guess what? Obed-Edom ran down the aisle and said, I'm doing, I want to be a gatekeeper. Yeah. So he had to have moved to Jerusalem. And every time God needed somebody, see, you didn't. He when he would come to prayer meeting, you didn't have to say, is there another witness? No. You didn't have to say that. You didn't have to ask somebody to pray. Because Obed-Edom was there. Because he had experienced the presence of God. He knew what it was to be in the presence of God. He knew what it was to be be in God's presence and for God to use him. He knew that, and that's where he wanted to be. See, David transported the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, and they danced and they rejoiced. And can you imagine how Obed Edom felt when he knew that ark was leaving his house? He followed that ark, and we ought to go after God. I'm telling you, church, I tell you, when the presence of the God is in your house, hallelujah, you're going to be blessed in there and blessed out there. Glory to God. And everybody that comes in your house will be blessed going in and blessed coming out. Glory to God. When the presence of the God is there, you got to remember, you got to call on him. Hallelujah. You got to know for yourself. Glory to God. Because that's what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When the Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace, glory to God. Glory to God. The presence of the Lord was in there with them. Am I right about it? And the Bible says they came out without a fringe on their head. Guess what? God took the flame out of the fire. Woo! Hallelujah. He took the flame out the fire. And that's what he do. No matter what I go through. Hallelujah. I could go through sickness and I could go through death. I could go through rain and I could go through pain. But if I'm in the presence of the Lord, that's where I need to be. I just need to be in the presence of the Lord. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness. Hallelujah. Of joy. God do that. Jesus knew that. And one day, he came. He came as a baby. And he grew up. Hallelujah. Mary's baby. Yeah. Yes, he did. And he grew up. And at 33, he died. He was stretched wide. Yes, he was. He shed his life's precious blood. But when he looked down from the cross, he saw me, and he saw me, a filthy rag, and he saw me, undone wretch, and he saw me, glory to God, and he said, I want her to be in my presence, so I'm going to stay on the cross for this. And you see, I thank God for being in the presence of God. You see, when you see me running, don't think it's strange, because I've been, hallelujah, in the presence of the God. So I know what I'm talking about. I know where I'm running from. I know where I'm running. I know what I'm shouting, because I've been through hell and high water. Hallelujah. And I don't mind telling you, but God in his presence has given me fullness of joy. Hallelujah. You got to experience God. Experience God in your house. I'm telling you, Obed Edom experienced God in his house, and his whole family was saved. The Bible says that his whole family, not just Sodom. You want your child saved. You want your husband saved. You want your daughter saved. You want things to get right in your house. You start experiencing God. You let God come into your home in a mighty way. Oh, hallelujah. He'll bless you beyond measure. Bless you where you can't even comprehend it one day. You won't even know what's going on. You can look back and you say, God, it was nobody but you. Hallelujah. Because I have experienced his presence. You see, I want to be. I got to be in his presence. Glory to God. Glory to God. I got to be. I want to be. I must be. I need to be. That's right. And if nobody else want to be, I want to be. Nobody else want to be. I want to be in the presence of the Lord.